hour, another hour of conversation. The time pedals on, and we are here to run down some of the big stories, the important events taking place, and then we're going to spend some time in this hour with both Lisa Lano, who is our resident psychic. We're talking about auras with her today, and Uri Geller will join us, the mystifier. I think that's where we're in. Roberta, we've come to the fact that he wants to be called the mystifier. Roberta Fasanelli here with me, along with Bob K, monitoring our social media things that go bump in the night or
I'm
in the day.
Bump.
The discovery earlier of how smoking is affecting those who are into Obamacare or perhaps turning it around, what Obamacare will mean to smokers, according to some of the data that's been released, companies that have started charging their employees more money for the cost of the increase of, for example, in this case, having been a smoker for a number of years, it costs more money to take care of you as you get older, so the premiums go up, and as a result of that, a lot of businesses are having to pay these premiums, say, you're going to pay them. We're not paying them. You're paying them. And as a result of that, people are stopping smoking. So that's good. Now, here's news from UPS, United Parcel Service. They're going to remove spouses from their medical plan because they are eligible for coverage elsewhere. They're going to find out if you are, and they're going to automatically drop you, which hasn't been the case before. They point to the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare as we call it, as the reason for their decision. Comes as a lot of analysts are downplaying the effect on companies, but these are government analysts. These are not private analysts. The private business analysts say just the opposite, that the long-term trend of shrinking corporate medical benefits, the ability to pay for them, and, you know, this affordable... There's nothing about this that's affordable, as it turns out. And more of these companies, like the big ones, the small ones, are just going to say, we'll either pay the fine, or we're not going to pay for this kind of coverage. We can't afford it and stay competitive, and that's the way it is in a competitive marketplace.
Wow. 15,000 spouses.
15,000 spouses be dropped. 15,000 spouses of people, men and or women,
UPS.
Work at UPS.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow.
So, what do you think of that, boys and girls?
Not good.
Yep. All right, so now there's another item today that is of interest. For those of you who are following the proposed merger of U.S. Airways with American Airlines and whether or not this is a good idea or a bad idea, the feds have moved, as you'll know, from remembering the stories from last week, to block the merger on antitrust grounds. Officials in several states also joined in the suit. States that opted to try and block the merger include cities where the airline operates its hubs. That would be Massachusetts, California, Illinois, Texas, and New York State. I think that, no, Florida. That's the other state. So they're all here to, and also, actually, I think Arizona is a part of this because that's where the headquarters are for U.S. Air.
Mm-hmm.
So what they say is that a lot of these cities and states have spent a lot of money retooling airports to be hubs to accommodate the needs of U.S. Airways and American. And if you change the way they operate, they'll be closing these hubs down. We spent all this money. What the heck? And Pittsburgh's a pretty good case in point. After the feds deregulated airline flying, U.S. Airways expanded aggressively in Pittsburgh, became a hub, as a matter of fact, flew passengers from around the country in and out of there. In the 1980s, local Pittsburgh officials began pressuring U.S. Airways to agree to occupy a big new terminal that they wanted to build. So they spent $50 million for the plans.
Wow.
U.S. Airways agreed to pay $50 million in rent, or five times more than it was paying before they built the new terminal, and they didn't have the traffic, so they stopped. And that was the end of that. And now if you go to Pittsburgh, it's a ghost town in comparison to what it used to be. And so that was, they used to carry 21 million passengers in and out of that airport a year.
Wow.
And it's now down to 8. So this is and this is what they're concerned about, and I guess with good reason. It's not, I mean, you can make the argument that in this circumstance, it makes sense to not be putting all that public money into these dreams that public officials have. We're going to make this airport bigger and better. And, okay, so you make it bigger and better. What happens? The airlines pull out.
Right.
Because it's too expensive because you're charging them too much for landing fees and to use the airport. So...
Well, with the steel plants and all of the industry that's left that area, hasn't that affected travel a lot there, too?
I think you're probably right about that. Yeah, I think probably. All right, one other item of interest before we get to Lisa. And as we get ready to go back to schools, colleges are opening up. A lot of the football teams are back for practice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The information coming that students and families more willing than ever to borrow to pay for college and becoming increasingly reliant on federal grants and loans.
Guess where we're going at 10:30 this morning?
To help Victoria.
Financial aid office.
Right. Yeah. So for the first time ever, Roberta, a majority of undergraduates getting some kind of federal financial aid, 57%. This is the same as welfare, the same as food stamps. Everything's going up. More government, more ways for you to take advantage of the largesse of the taxpayer.
That's
really what this boils right down to. Anyway, so...
Well, part of the problem is that college costs have gotten totally out of sight.
Yep.
I mean, college costs... Even a community college or a municipal college like City University of New York can be $15,000-$20,000 a year.
A lot of money.
It's an awful lot of money. Forget about private colleges. I mean, it's $50,000 to $70,000 a year at private colleges if you're doing room and board as well.
Well, Heidelberg is in the 30s, and some of the smaller Midwestern schools are there. But
a lot of bigger Midwestern schools, but I mean, NYU is $70,000 a year.
Who can afford that? Who can afford it?
Emerson in Boston is $55,000 a year.
Can't do it.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yep. All right, food for thought from Good Day. Speaking of that, Lisa Lana, who is our resident psychic, is going to be here in a minute to talk about your aura. We'll find out if she can read my aura, Roberta's aura, Bob's aura, or your aura. And what is basically, what are we talking about? What is an aura? If you never heard of an aura, A-U-R-A, we'll talk about that. Lisa Lana joins us next here on Good Day.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade.
Wow. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit Buick Certified Service.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Come on, sweetie, jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find the store near you today.
All right, before we get to Lisa Lano, I have a list of the 10 most expensive schools in the United States. Mm-hmm. I suppose we could have our big voice announcer, but we don't need the big voice announcer.
Number 10
is the University of Chicago, $57,711 in tuition fees.
That does not include room and board.
No. Nope.
That's just tuition.
Number 9, John Hopkins University, $57,820. During the school year, again, without the extra cost that Roberta was referring to. Number 8, the new school, the Parsons School of Design in New York, $57,910.
It's part of the new school, which is my daughter is going to Eugene Lang College as part of the new school.
Good.
Dartmouth is number 7 on the list. The charge is $57,996 for tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Number 6, Claremont McKenna College, which is in Claremont, California, $58,065 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 is Wesleyan University in Connecticut, $58,502. We're going through a list of the most expensive colleges in the country. Columbia University, $58,742 for tuition. That's number 4. Number 3, Harvey Mudd College, a liberal arts school in Claremont, California, $58,913. The second most expensive university is New York University in the city.
NYU.
Is $59,337.
And add another 20 on top of that for room and board.
Sarah Lawrence College in Bronxville is the number one most expensive school in the country for tuition.
Wow.
$61,236.
So conceivably, if you go to a school, let's say like an NYU, you could easily spend $90,000 to $100,000 a year. You're living in New York City, you have expenses, books.
Yep.
Transportation, blah, 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 easily.
A lot of money. All right, let's get to Lisa Lano, who's become our new best friend on the program when it comes to understanding ourselves. Lisa is an important contributor as a psychic and a medium. She understands lots of different things. I was reading something that you posted on your website that intrigued me about auras, in that the aura is, I don't know that it's well understood. So why don't you spend a minute, and then we'll pause for a moment, and then we'll start talking about the aura specifically. But what is an aura, Lisa?
Well, first of all, good morning, everybody.
Hi.
It is basically the energy that surrounds a person. You know, we all give off energy. Sometimes you can be around somebody and just have a feeling that they're stressed or they're not feeling well. And the more intuitive people are, the more they feel that energy. Well, if you look closely, it can translate into colors as well.
You are talking to somebody like you, not somebody like us.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I used to be able to just, like, look and see a color around somebody. Now, I'm too lazy now. Okay, what do I feel? But it can be translated into colors, yes, absolutely.
Right.
It's just the energy. Some of it is changeable.
Yeah. All right, I want you to tell, if you don't mind, I'll put myself in the guinea pig spot in a moment. Tell me what you saw when you and I met, the aura. How did the aura come across to you? LisaMLano.com is Lisa's website.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's 23 and change past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. The services of Lisa Lano, website lisamlano.com. She is a medium, a psychic. We're talking about auras today and what that means, a color that some people are able to see. You're a parapsychologist. I think that's how you describe yourself as well.
So that would work, yeah.
Yeah. All right. What you don't know, you haven't. Can you tell by talking to somebody on the phone what their aura may be, or do you have to actually see them?
No, sometimes. Yeah, I can tell sometimes on the phone.
All right.
But you asked me about you.
Yeah, I just want to use me as an example. Then maybe I'll see if you can pick up some energy from Bob and or Roberta as well. And what if you have a color around you, what does that mean? So what did you sense when you saw me?
Well, for you, there's two colors that are prominent with you, which are blue and green. And I'm not going into the light blue, dark blue. I'm just going basics right now. The blue is like the closest to you, which is the colors that represent like calmness, peace, and harmony. But the main thing is it's love, honesty, kindness, and truth would be really good words to express that. And this is something that's in your core. It's something that's not going to change. The next color that I saw up from you was green, which is a person who, obviously, green is green, nature. You love nature. But it's also, for me, it translates as a clear green, the color of somebody who heals or likes or tries to heal, which is a very good thing. The other color I see around you is an orange. It's not as thick as the blue and the green, but what it is it's somebody who expresses themselves emotionally. Think about bright orange. You know, you do express yourself, and for the most part, you're optimistic. And then the color that I see that kind of flashes in and out is yellow. And that, you know, it's just like with your handwriting, some things change. The same thing with your aura or your energy. The yellow is the fun side, the humor, and the light side of a person. And that can change. You know, if you have something going on in your life that is sad or bothering you, then obviously the yellow is not going to be there that day. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yep.
But the blue, especially the blue and the green, would be, to me, the most prominent colors with you. You can have a little bit of purple in there if you're doing something very spiritual that day. Mm-hmm. So, again, some things change, but blue and green, definitely prominent. And then the yellow and orange.
All right.
As well.
Okay. Now, with Roberta, I'm going to guess you have black.
Black. I'm from New York. New York. We do a lot of black here in New York.
All right. So what do you sense when you listen to Roberta's voice about her aura, and what does that tell you about her?
Well, actually, what I'm doing is I pulled up her picture.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Right. On the website? Oh, I hate that picture. It's a horrible picture.
Oh, well, it's okay. It just gets me to be able to connect a little bit.
Okay.
I see around you purple and blue. Yeah, the person who is deep, very, very deep. Do you do a lot of, like, meditations? And?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Deep, very deep.
Mm-hmm. Yoga and meditation.
Like, deeper on, yeah, but you're, like, deeper on the spiritual level. I think that it would be the difference between somebody who was a priest and somebody who was a monk. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But they both do meditation, but you are very, very spiritual. And then I see the blue as well, and I feel like for you, it's very important that you have that inner peace. It's very important that I feel like you surround yourself with blue and honesty. Like, that's a big deal. And you don't want anybody around you who's not that way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you surround yourself, because I see white around you as well, like surrounding yourself.
And what does white mean?
White is just the glow, you know, just like God's white light. Mm-hmm. It's like you're surrounding yourself with white light. I feel like you do a lot of protection. I think that's the word I'm trying to look
I'd
for.
Say it was purity, Roberta.
Purity.
Pure. Yeah, you try to
No,
try
I think
to
she needs protection. Yeah, she needs protection.
Yeah, it's funny. My favorite color is turquoise.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful color? Yeah. I love that as well. Yeah.
But
so
you're right.
When I look at a picture of Jennifer, the first color that I see is yellow.
Yellow?
I see yellow. I see somebody who's creative and fun and is just bouncing with energy. Is that you?
Jennifer's not here because she's doing something else. But if you, I don't know if Bob's picture is there. We've only got about a minute left here anyway. Can you pick up anything from his voice?
We've talked on the phone before.
Oh, you've talked to Bob before.
Yeah.
We talked about you before?
No, you've talked to
you and
before.
I have talked before because we have our little secret name for things that Doug does.
Okay. That's how.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so give me 30 seconds on Bob.
See. Okay. I'm picking up a color here. Let's see. What have I got here? Actually, you know what's weird? I get a red, but not a blood red, more of a pinkish, purpley red. Somebody who has a lot of passion for what they do. And then, like, an orangey color with a lot of emotional expression. Are you very optimistic and emotionally expressive?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
These are things I don't know about you. And then I get the passion, and you're the stable one. You're the stable. It's like a...
Excuse me? Stable. Yeah.
That's why you need me around, Doug.
Maybe. All right, so check out Lisa. The aura thing is really fascinating. You might want to have yours read and get in touch with other things that are in the other side of your life. Lisa is perfect. She's gentle, but she's genuine and a genius when it comes to this stuff. Lisa M. Lano, LANNO.com for her to help you. Half past the hour.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Good day program, second half hour of this hour. Thanks to Lisa Lano. She's really very good at that sort of thing, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's.
And she has such a great way about her. She's so engaging and friendly and
happy.
She puts you in a relaxing mood and great sense of humor, too.
Helpful. I think that's the best. Hopefully we're all. That's the idea of putting this program together.
And
help
playful.
In so many different ways. Bob Kay is here substituting for Ken Kessler. So you were monitoring a couple of things that we were pursuing on Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And also you can follow us on Twitter, although I think Bob's better at Facebook. So where are we with...
Well, you made a comment earlier about politicians and how much money they made and that sort of thing. You said, well, maybe I should have pursued politics as a career. And Stephen said politicians should earn the equivalent to the average worker's salary in the state they represent. Not a bad idea.
No.
Jay said, yes, I was going to run for the House of Representatives of Virginia, put my support behind a man with the same values with more money. Don said, yeah, but I decided I wanted to keep my marriage and integrity, so I kept out of politics. Judy said, we'll skip on to that one. Philip said, lay down with the pigs, get up smelling like manure. Valerie says, and get fired if you make the wrong decisions. Jake says, money should not be a criteria to run for office. Only a good, honest man or woman should ever run for office. Unfortunately, they are already lawyers, and mostly lawyers and corrupted. Mm-hmm. Judy says, heck not, I'm too honest.
Yeah.
And let's see, Janet says, yes, but then took two aspirin and a nap. I thought about it, but I took two aspirin and a nap.
All right. And then, what else? Okay. You got one more?
Oh, there's one more. Susan, they're only selling their souls to the devil. I do believe that's the truth.
All right. What do you believe to be the truth? Help yourself to facebook.com/good day or email to doug@dougstefan.com. The National Interagency Fire Center says that at the moment, wildfires are burning in Oregon, Idaho, and Montana.
Wow.
And they are taxing the national treasury because this year, wildfires will cost you and me well past $1 billion.
Oof.
To prepare and to fight these wildfires is just very big business. This is the biggest, this is the most it's been spent in 5 years. Matter of fact, the total this year exceeds the total for all four of the previous years. The two central Idaho wildfires are the top priorities. Crews, there are like 1,250 people working on this. A lot of homes that are in danger. And so they're spending a lot of money there. The wildfires actually are, I don't even understand how Homeland Security gets involved in this. It's another bureaucracy.
What?
Spending money on them. But there are 40 uncontained active and large wildfires in the U.S. from Arizona to Washington State up to Alaska. And let's see, there are about 18,000 people are at the moment fighting these fires at different places around the country. They cannot fill all the requests for crews and equipment because that's why a couple of them have remained uncontained, because there aren't enough people, not enough crews. So they're working on the areas where the greatest assets are to be protected, where the houses and things are, and where the fires are burning, where there are no homes, they just let them burn. So imagine that kind of money being spent to fight wildfires. I thought you would want to know that, because I'm figuring a lot of you don't know that. One of the most important ways of getting information is to have somebody as a host of a radio program who's curious, and that certainly is me. You've known me for a long time.
Would the initials be Doug Stefan?
Could be, yes. Hmm? Speaking of initials, UG is going to be here in a minute. Uri Geller will join us. He's the mystifier, and he's always got great stories. And in fact, he just told me the other day he's going to be doing a tour of the United States to promote that book about him. So we'll get into that and see where he's going to be. Maybe he'll come close to where you are. 22 before the hour. This is Good Day.
The first 5 years of life are the years of learning that shape kids' futures. Yet every year, more than 1 million children with unidentified delays and disabilities enter school. These issues can put them far behind their peers and have a lasting negative effect on their ability to meet their full potential, says Eileen Boone at CVS Caremark.
We have partnered with Easter Seals to make available a free online screening tool as part of its Make the First Five Count program. Parents can do the ages and stages questionnaire screening to make sure their children are achieving their developmental milestones during the important first 5 years of life. Parents can discuss these results with their pediatrician to ensure their child is on track for kindergarten and get the advice and support from Easter Seals if they're not.
Visit MakeTheFirstFiveCount.org to take an effective first step toward identifying if your child is school ready. I'm Lee Shepherd.
Kim is in a rush and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Let's get it started. Start school tech ready at Office Max. Save $100 on Acer's 15.6-inch touchscreen with Intel i3 processor, just $499. This extraordinary offer also includes low jack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at officemax.com. Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Yeah.
OfficeMax has your list covered. K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Let's get it started. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. Day trips are continuing to be popular among American families this summer. According to a Harris poll, families with kids are choosing to spend their vacations at home, with more than 80% planning a summer staycation. Parents planning these trips will want to utilize their credit card rewards for things other than airfare and hotels. For these parents, it's essential to choose a card that offers rewards on all purchases and flexibility when it comes to redeeming those rewards. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Parents should find a rewards card that allows them to redeem their points for fun family activities over the summer, whether close to home or around the world. Programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card make redeeming your travel rewards easy by allowing customers to apply points toward day trip expenses such as water parks, aquariums, or even the circus.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find the store near you today.
All right, now it's time. It's 18 and a half minutes before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. A reminder about your hairline and the problem it is for lots of men and women in our country. Millions, I'm talking about millions of people, have this annoying, embarrassing problem. Their hair is going away. They don't seem to be able to do anything about it. They try different things, stimulants. They try the operations to move the hair around. If you have thinning hair, you will see phenomenal results using a product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, Provia, your product. Some of the folks who listen to this program are happy to send me back information. This fellow said, your product works so well. I'm so happy that my hair is getting thicker and stronger. I've been trying things for years. This is the first thing that worked. So you can try Provia today absolutely risk-free by calling 800-525-8319. Note that number, 800-525-8319. Or better yet, call them right now while you're thinking about it. Results are guaranteed. Or your money back, so there's no risk to trying this. It cleanses your pores, gets the hair to grow, and makes the hair that's there thicker, much, much safer because it's all natural. Provia, 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen, you get an extra surprise gift and priority shipping for Provia to make your hair grow the natural way. 800-525-8319. Fortunately, my friend Uri Geller doesn't have that problem. He has all his own hair. I've been trying to... Well, every time I see a picture of you, your hair looks different. You've had it a little longer, and there's a color in it. Though as you approach your 67th year, you are becoming more mature with your hair. Would you say, I mean, remember when you were a kid, when you first got started in the 70s, you had a big, bushy head of hair. My God, I remember. I suppose that was... Yeah,
But Provia still sounds very tempting. Can I get it here too? Or?
Yeah, you can call that number and get it. Yeah, shipped to you, easy.
Okay, make sure you email it to me. Email me the number because I didn't catch the number.
Okay, I'll do that.
It's always good to put natural stuff on your hair. You know, when I was kind of vanity kicked in, I used to dye my hair. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going white. And then for a while, a good few years, I was fooling no one. I was fooling myself.
Right.
And I said, okay, that's it. I'm going to stop dyeing my hair. And I'm very happy with my grayish hair now. And luckily, I still have hair, but I am going to try out Provia because it's always good to, you know, I don't know where I'll be with my hair in 5 years' time.
Well, it's interesting. You and I used to talk about that because for a long time, from my 30s until last year, I put color in my hair because I didn't want it to be. My hair started growing gray when I was 30-some-odd. I didn't like it. And I can look back at pictures and I thought to myself, you know, at times earlier on, like you were saying, it looks silly. And you could really easily tell. So what's the difference, the all-natural look? And then last year during the summertime when Meredith was around, she saw my hair sort of bleached out in the summertime, and it was light and white, and she said, your hair looks great that way. Why don't you leave it that way? So I have.
You know, there's a certain age, up to, I would say, 40, where you can still feel people around you that you have black or brown hair.
Right.
But then when you age and your face ages, the two things don't link together. You can actually tell. I can tell anyone who's dyeing their hair. So, you know, then I see a little kind of a negative aspect. Vanity, trying to be youthful all their lives. They're trying to slow the aging process by artificial means. But, hey, I'm very happy with my hair right now. And, but I will definitely try this product because you were so convincing. You know, Doug, did anyone ever tell you that you're a great salesperson?
I have been told that I was a pretty good pitchman. That's really what I do. My daughter used to tease when they would ask her what her father does for a living when she got tired of saying I was a radio host, and people would say, well, he's like Rush Limbaugh. She changed it, and so what turned people around, or they started wondering, what does that mean? She said I was filler between commercials, which is basically what a radio host does. We fill between commercials. And, yeah, some of the things that I've sold over the years have done fairly well, and I think that's part of the skill that you acquire. It's a skill. You have a skill, and it's a different kind of a skill, but you're known for having a skill, and hopefully that's really what this is. By the way, you've just announced that you're going to do a tour of America in, is it October, September? When are you coming over here?
First of all, the most important thing that I'm coming for is my you know, daughter Natalie is getting married in Malibu.
Yeah, I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
Well, it's a surprise. So she's getting married to a nice young Israeli guy, half American, half Israeli.
Really?
And they're extremely happy.
This is news to me. I didn't know this was going on at all. This is a big surprise.
Yeah. And coincidentally, the book that Jonathan Margolis just wrote, called The Secret Life of Uri Geller, which you can actually order on Amazon, is coming out at the same time in the U.S. And probably I'll do a few television shows, you know, talking about the book and so forth. But, you know, I met you, if I'm not mistaken, about 13 or 14 years ago while I was promoting another book. I think it was either Life Science or Mind Medicine. And ever since then, we became great friends. It's hard to believe how a book tour can, in a way, change your lives from the aspect of having someone else in your life that you really love.
Well, it's very interesting. It was 1996. I was doing the evening program on KABC in Los Angeles. And you came in. I knew who you were, but I'd never met you before. And you spent the whole program, or at least I think you spent 2 hours with me. And I immediately took to you, and you immediately took to me. It's kind of like when you fall in love with the right women, or in this case, woman. You look in somebody's eyes and you see what they're all about, and you know that that's it. And so with you and me, it was an instant connection. And then I had you come do this program after that. So you were up through the early hours of the morning, and then it quickly became I visited you in England and all of that stuff. It does sometimes make people wonder how it is that folks come together. Nothing happens by accident. I think you and I believe that, and the lessons that we learn in life, the people we're around, how things progress, all are part of some kind of a plan that most people don't ever understand. Frankly,
that is exactly so. It's again the power of friendship, the power of love.
Yeah.
And
I'm amazed. I'm going to call you. I want to know more about Natalie. Natalie And Uri's got two children who are extraordinary in many different ways. Natalie moved over to the Los Angeles area a number of years ago to be involved in her pursuit of acting and that sort of thing. I find that she's always been charming. And your son is a great lawyer. Both of them live in the States. Isn't Daniel practicing in New York? Don't I remember that?
Yes, Daniel is an attorney in New York.
Right.
And remember, Daniel was born in New York at NYU, and Natalie was born in Stamford, Connecticut. So in a way, they feel that America is their home, and they love America.
Well,
Natalie fell in love with California, and now she fell in love with it.
Man, that puts an age spot on all this. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit IWantThatBunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. We don't just go through the motions here. We are actively involved in the lives of the people who help us bring you a better day every day on the Good Day program, such as the case with Roberta Fasanelli and Bob Kay. Jennifer is off for the rest of the day. Ken's on vacation. Richie's going through his treatment. So we have left Warren Eckstein. Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend, here to talk about some of the things that make living with your animals important, some of the ideas. We have actually, if you check out our Better Living box at DougSteffen.com, we have lots of different things that come from Warren, and we'll highlight some of those for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding, using the finest ingredients made only in the USA. My Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
All right, so Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here on Good Day. Yawning in dogs. I noticed this a lot, and I wondered whether there was a connection, because we yawn when we're really gasping for air. It doesn't have anything to do with being tired. It has to do with what's in your system. But I noticed that Charlotte, sometimes when I'm in the midst of trying to get her to do something, will turn away from me and yawn.
He's bored.
So I mean, that may be the case. So when do dogs yawn, and why do they yawn, Warren?
You know, there were some interesting studies recently done about not only why dogs yawn, but what they yawn when the owner yawns. For example, excuse me, got a frog in my throat. How appropriate for the pet guy.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to understand.
Cat in your throat, you
there was a recent study where they had dogs, and they would put dogs in a room with people that they didn't live with, and the people would yawn, and sometimes the dogs would respond and yawn as well. But they found that dogs with their owners would yawn with their owners much more than they would yawn with a stranger. Now, I know what you're saying in terms of yawning being not really that you're tired, but from a dog's perspective, there are a couple of things that they do when they don't want to listen to you. One of the things they do is they scratch. One of the things they do is they lick. And the other thing they do is they yawn. And they figure as long as they yawn and they're looking at you, they don't have to respond to you. But it's interesting that dogs will yawn more with their owners than with a stranger, which just tells you more about the bonding relationship between both.
Yeah. Right.
There was an interesting story. I remember years ago when everyone got dogs and kittens for their kids?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Families with kids are more likely to have pets, but it's not the kids bringing the pets home anymore. It's actually their parents, helicopter pet parents, specifically baby boomers like me. It's the baby boomers whose kids are grown and off to school or often married and have their own kids at this point. The bottom line is they're finding that baby boomer pet ownership has only skewed statistics for cat and dogs. Small animals are still for the kids, like mice and rats and guinea pigs and hamsters. But the generation, the baby boomer generation is really responsible for the humanization of pets, and according to the new studies, there are more and more baby boomers now that are going out and getting their dogs, but they're doing the same thing with their dogs, and I don't know if it's good or bad. You know the term helicopter parents?
Yes.
Where they hover over their kids all the time?
Yep.
I just wrote an article called, "Are We Micromanaging Our Pets, and Why Can't We Just Let Our Dogs Go Outside and Sniff Another Dog's Butt Once in a While?" That's what dogs do, so I think sometimes it's a good idea, but sometimes hovering over our pets too much is kind of creating some of the behavioral problems that I have to deal with on a regular basis.
Right. So you're going to blog on that?
I am going to blog on that. Specifically, right. I'm going to do that. And I'm also going to do a pet tip today on the importance of early socializing when you get a new dog or cat into the household.
All right, that's important. Also, Warren has written about dogs being able to detect disease, specifically lung cancer. How in the world do they do that? Is it instinct? What would make a dog be able to do something like that?
You know, my specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out drugs and incendiary devices, and the way a dog's olfactory and nose works is absolutely amazing, and their ability to sniff out different changes in the chemistry in the body. I trained the first dog ever for epileptic seizures going back to 1982. The woman lived in Massachusetts, as a matter of fact, and the bottom line is how the dog did it wasn't important to me, just the fact that the dog did it. So in certain diseases, like for cancer, they can smell the difference, but when it comes to epilepsy, sometimes the chemical changes also take place, and the dogs pick up on that.
Mm-hmm. Check out Warren's writings. His musings are in the Better Living box at the bottom of the homepage at DougStephan.com, along with Dr. Jay Kumar and Tom Kreitler and Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person. It's all there for you to read and learn. At your service and on your side, the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 50.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.